everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode on the Gaming News Podcast, where today I just want to get to a few topics about the gaming world. So without further ado, let's get right into this show. So, first thing I want to talk about, big news that came out today involving Fortnite, is that Fortnite apparently is going to be getting kicked off the Google Play and Apple Store. So, what would this mean for Fortnite and its iPhone users? So, big people like, just off the top of my head, Grant the Goat, what's he going to be doing with his YouTube career with not being able to sort of play Fortnite? Is he going to sort of switch over to PC? Or is it just going to be taken off and those people that have it will keep it? So I don't really know what's going on with this. I'm just reading here. And apparently it has been pulled from the App Store. That's what I'm seeing. So, and apparently Epic Games is going to sue them in that. So, yeah, I'll give you an update maybe later on this show here when more news comes out of this. So it will be cut. All right, so it won't work anymore. Apple and Google both require a cut for players using iOS and Android devices, essentially cutting into how much Epic takes in on those devices, unlike other gaming platforms. So, yeah, I'm not sure what that means. Reading that there, it sounds like Apple and Google Play are just going to be taking a little more money from Epic Games for the game. But apart from that, that seems all we've got for the news about Fortnite. One more thing I want to talk about regarding Fortnite is that recent teenager. I think he got interviewed by Ronaldo. I think he's like a famous streamer or something. I've seen a clip. And he was sort of talking about how he just decided to sort of cheat and hack in the game, which, please don't, that's not a great idea. And he even said it himself that it was not the smartest idea. But he got interviewed or something and he was talking about it with Ronaldo, and saying, this isn't the soccer Ronaldo, this is like a streamer Ronaldo. I'm not very familiar with him, but apparently this 15-year-old managed to download, I think it was a $11 hack in 5 minutes or something. It was like soft aim, I think, wall hacks, aimbot. I don't know the full details to it, that really shows what Epic is sort of doing about all these soft aims and that with all these cheaters in the game. One topic I wanted to bring up is someone else talking about it, I don't remember who, but they were saying that, which they made a really good point, is that Epic Games is worrying more about Party Royale sponsorships with, like, all the big singers and people and that, and the rights to host ESPN, Shark Week and that. They're more focused on that than the actual cheating and hacking sort of system. That's sort of all we kind of know about that so far. If I can try and find some more. I can't really say anything, but yeah, there was this huge thing about it and everyone was going crazy with Fortnite saying update your thing or anything, but honestly, I don't really have a big opinion on it, because that sort of leads into my next topic, because I've been playing a bit more of Fall Guys and that, and like how Fall Guys could be the next game. It's sort of like a big topic since like Fortnite, one of the biggest games, and every game sort of dies eventually. And I just want to talk about the new games coming, such as Fall Guys, Valorant, potentially COD with, I think, Season 5, apparently. That's really good. I haven't really checked it out. But, with all that, it was, like, big, because Fortnite, I think it's had its, like, lowest, because I haven't been playing it. I don't think I've played it since the Cars update came out, but, yeah, I've been playing a lot more Fall Guys and Valorant and all that, and, it's starting to really take over. I reckon Fall Guys is 100% the next game. I reckon Valorant needs to do something with their game soon, otherwise they're sort of just going to cut out a bit more. Like, I remember when it first came out, when it was steamrolling and everyone was onto it and that, but then now Fall Guys is coming out, and now, well, it has come out, and it's sort of like, it's sort of, what do you call it, it's sort of overtaking it in popularity. It's like, Fall Guys, like, took the world by storm, exactly like Fortnite did, what, 2018 or something? So I feel like every game will sort of die. Fall Guys, though, is actually really fun. If you haven't played it yet, you should. It's a great game. So, yeah, that's sort of the couple main topics I want to sort of touch on. Those were sort of the main ones that I wanted to touch on. But, yeah, let me know your opinions on it and that, because I'd really love to know. So, yeah, also, another thing I want to talk about, which some people probably won't really care about, but, F1 2020, that came out a while ago. I'm pretty late to the party, but, I got it, like, a couple days ago, and let me tell you, it is, in my opinion, the best Formula One game in their franchise there, like, the best Formula One game. They've brought back so many. They brought back a mode split screen, but sort of revamped it. I don't think that one was in since 2014, I'd like to say. Yeah, I think it was 2014 when the mode got taken out. Because that's when they sort of went into the 2015 and it got taken out there. So 2014 was the last time that we saw split screen. And, yeah, it's been good by Formula One. Codemasters. Codemasters have absolutely nailed this, in my opinion, with all the new, with the new modes and that, and trying to transition into bringing good things from their games and good things from other games, such as the item shop, which you'll know from Fortnite, which I think is great idea from Codemasters there. But the thing I'm really getting into is the My Team. I'm finding that so much fun to play, and it's so cool to be able to just come in as that, I don't know what team, but come in with those extra two drivers, you being the owner and the driver. I find that really cool and really great that Codemasters have sort of transitioned that into their game, and this is 100% best of the series out of all of the Formula One games. And I've been playing Formula One for, what's about 7 years. I've been playing F1 since 2013, which was a while ago, 7 years, geez. So, yeah, that's basically all my thoughts. I'll try and end it here. I don't want it to be going for too long, but, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Obviously, as I've said, this is the first episode of the gaming podcast for everything about gaming and all the news around gaming. So, I'm going to sign off for now. See you guys. Make sure to follow, subscribe, however you do it on your platform. And make sure to go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Melbourne Macca, because we will be posting podcasts up there. And I do a bunch of gaming videos. So, without further ado, I'll see you guys in the next video. Goodbye.